Like many nations around the world, Germany is marking World AIDS Day. Because of improvements in medication, HIV sufferers in this country are living longer. But the stigma associated with the disease hasn't lessened, and the problems sufferers face are still huge. Hardy Graupner reports from Berlin on a new public awareness campaign.
I hadn't really lived consciously before the disease, but now that's completely changed. I'd always been doing things for others, and now I give myself a better deal. When the disease hit me, I got depressed, and there weren't that many friends around me anymore. Those were just two of many personal accounts of HIV-infected Germans speaking about their experience with the disease. And for about 2 weeks, everyone in Berlin is able to hear these stories through special listening stations set up at 15 different busy locations in downtown Berlin. Those involved in the Voices in the City campaign say it's hard nowadays to make people understand that although new medicines are bound to prolong the lives of infected people, their fates are as cruel as ever. Hilly is one of the campaigners.
In a day and age where we're bombarded with images all the time, and because the images that there are now of people who are, you know, treated with a new generation of medication are just not so, I don't know, not sensational enough for the media, an audio project was maybe the only thing that made sense.
German sexologist Martin Dannecker argues that even in Western societies, Germany included, the stigmatization of HIV-infected people hasn't lessened in recent years, leading to seclusion and a feeling of loneliness for those with HIV. He's confident that many Berliners and tourists will stop in their tracks when they come upon one of the listening stations.
They will stop and maybe think, maybe just a minute or two. And I think that's enough. The people in these interviews are very ill. And to remember there is something old in the new AIDS, that's the important thing for me in this project.
At a listening station near Potsdamer Platz in Berlin, the project seems to have gotten off to a rather slow start. The overwhelming majority of passers-by don't even notice the voices coming from the loudspeakers. Others only stop for a second and move on, but there are a few who take time out to listen carefully.
I find projects interesting that tend to annoy or embarrass people, says this young man.
It takes some time until you find out that it's about the fate of HIV-infected people. That's why I'm not quite sure whether many passers-by will really get the message. The topic is no longer so present in the media, so this project may be useful, adds a woman. It dovetails nicely with the current debate about the Pope's recent statement on whether it's okay to use condoms in certain situations. Christoph Weber, the project manager of Voices in the City, says the interviews that he and his colleagues recorded were an eye-opener to him. And he hopes that people out on the streets of Berlin will feel the same when listening to the frank stories of the AIDS victims.
They do not have medical problems, but they do have a lot of social problems, a lot of. It reflects more like we are with these people than how people with HIV are. And that's the interesting point of that kind of interviews we did. It was like, oh my God, they talk about us. They talk about how they feel among us. They are angry or unhappy with those who are not around them or not HIV positive or have no disease.
Hardy Graupner, Deutsche Welle Radio, Berlin.